Hey guys, it's Crispy. We haven't spoken in a while, probably. Oh, dropped a crisp. Now, just want you all to know that I do actually still listen to the show once every 8 months or so. So I am still an avid listener, as you can imagine. Currently one in a bath, standing pretty naked, eating cheese and onion flavoured chips, as you stupid Yanks call them. I just wanted to say, you know, enjoy the show. And here's me eating some crisps. Okay, so back to you in the studio.
Another prank, it's another prank call show. They make some fucking funny phone calls. It's another prank call show, yeah.
Thanks, Chris B, for that worthless report from your bathroom. And welcome, everyone, to Bonersode 46. Today is April 3rd, 2020. I'm your host, Richard. And this train wreck was produced by Michael O. and Brian S. Thank you both for signing up on the Patreon. Before we get started, I need to mention something that Ash DeLee brought to my attention. She was badgering me in the Discord earlier about a strange email she got that said she would be receiving a package in the mail. It was the email that generates when I buy a shipping label from the service I use to send stickers and lapel pins, but it looked totally shady. I've been using this service for over a year now. But I had no idea the email looked like that, so if you got an email recently from Porcelain Phone Productions, that's the tracking info for the crap that I'm mailing you. I think I bought 6 or 7 labels the other day, but this would apply to anyone going forward who signed up on the Patreon and might be listening to this, at least until I run out of those goddamn lapel pins. I think I've got 50 or so left. Okay, with that out of the way, today you're going to hear me use an idea that Olga gave me several weeks ago. I sat on it because she's a woman, and who the hell does she think she is telling me what to do?
Hey!
But now with the pandemic, I figured her idea is more plausible than ever. Olga suggested I tell HOA residents that food trucks are being brought into the neighborhood and will be parked in their driveway. Here's what happened.
Motherfucker.
Hello?
Oh, hey, Sharon?
Yes.
Hey, it's Winston with the Homeowners Association.
Uh-huh.
I just needed to let you know about the food trucks that we're bringing into the neighborhood next week.
Food trucks?
Yeah, just, you know, we're just trying to get, like, alternate methods of food into the neighborhood during this pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of us are working from home, and, you know, grocery shopping is kind of getting a little dicey.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we're going to be bringing some food trucks now, starting on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be parking a few of them right there in front of your house.
Oh, great.
And yeah, it was just, we just kind of drew your address out of a hat, really. And so 2 of them are going to be, you know, just at the curb there. Mm-hmm. And then 1 of them will be in your driveway.
One in my driveway?
Yeah, just, you know, mostly just during the day, from about 11 o'clock to 5. And that'll be...
Well, if it's going to be in my driveway, then I can't get my car out.
You don't need to get your car out. You should be staying home. You know, we're all under lockdown and everything. So
yeah, I know that usually is the whole thing. But sometimes an emergency, like if I have to go to the drugstore or something, you know.
Oh, that's not an emergency.
It's going to be Monday. I'll do it on Monday.
Yeah. Well, it'll be Monday through Friday, just probably for the next couple of months.
You're going to be in front of my house Monday through Friday for the next couple of months?
Well, you know, however long the pandemic lasts.
In front of my house?
Yeah.
Why my house?
I already told you, we pulled your address out of a hat, just kind of a lottery type thing.
Yeah, I know.
And we're going to be setting up some picnic tables in your yard so people can have somewhere to eat and all that.
What?
Picnic tables.
You didn't ask me if I would do this.
Oh yeah, we don't need to ask. It's within our rights to do this. You know, it's kind of a emergency scenario. It's extenuating circumstances.
Well, why do you have to have picnic tables in my yard?
So people can eat. You know, just so they can sit out.
Just take their food out. You can't eat together anyway.
Well, I mean, some of them, you know, it's not just going to be for your street. It'll be the whole neighborhood. So you're going to have people coming over from...
It's going to be for the whole... What do you mean the whole neighborhood?
The whole HOA. Like, just not your street.
Well, if I don't have anything to say about it, I guess you're going to have to do it.
Yeah, it's...
I'm not happy with that at all. That's really intrusive.
Well, it's not like it's going up in your house or just using your yard. And you know, it's,
yeah, my whole driveway and my front of my yard and my yard, my lawn, right?
Yeah. Well,
that's intrusive.
I'll register.
And how come you picked me when there's all kinds of places to
we didn't pick you specifically. It was a lottery kind of thing.
I don't think so. I don't believe that.
Well, okay. Well, so you're calling me a liar. That's pretty rude.
I'm not calling you a liar. I just found it to be a little bit impossible.
Impossible that we picked an address at random? How does that
Right,
make
right.
any sense?
The first street, you know, and the
Okay. Well, you sound like a conspiracy theorist, but I'll register.
I am a conspiracy. Oh, I don't like the fact that there's going to be this food thing in front of my house for 2 months.
Well, I mean, it could be longer. We'll see how this virus thing goes. But
and it could be longer. Well, I'm moving out.
Well, why? I don't understand why you're objecting to this. It's just your neighbors, you know. It's like, what do you have against people in the neighborhood coming to your house?
And
you can eat at it too. Like, it benefits you. It's not just other people. Like, really, you're just being selfish.
Oh, I'm not. It just feels very intrusive. That's all. I wasn't asked if I would like to do that. I am just told.
Oh, if that's the problem, then we can. That's a simple fix. Do you mind if we set up some food trucks? And
well, that would have been nice of you to ask.
Yeah, I'm asking. I'm asking.
I probably would have said no.
Well, I'm asking right now. Do you mind if we set up food trucks and tables in your yard and driveway and all that?
Well, I guess I have to now.
Yeah, there you go. See? Now we're all on the same page.
What did you say your name is? Because you sound familiar.
My name's Winston.
Winston?
Yeah, we've probably met.
How come we didn't use like
I already told you it was a lottery. It was a random lottery. Like, I know you don't believe it.
Why would you even have a lottery when you could have set up over there and everybody could have come over there?
This is fair. Put all the addresses in a hat and we pulled yours out. It's not that complicated. This isn't like the moon landing or the shape of the earth.
Don't be so smart. Boy, you're really wild. When I get a phone call from somebody and says, we're gonna have three, four trucks in front of your yard and on your driveway and then you're gonna set up, how would you feel about that? You can't go anywhere anymore. You have to stay in your house for sure. I mean, it's
exactly. That's why we're putting.
I can't even go outside.
That's why we're bringing. That's why we're bringing the food trucks, because you have to. You can't really go to the store. You can't really go outside anywhere. So you just.
Well,
we're just bringing the food to you. Jeez, all right. You should be down on your knees thanking me.
That's not the point. The point is, it's shocking to me that I didn't even know about it, you know?
Yeah, well, I'm letting you know right now, so now you know. Also, speaking of intrusive, well, you're not going to like this, but we need you to make your bathrooms available for the duration of the food trucks being in service.
No, that's out of the question.
It's right there in the HOA charter, and I don't I don't mean to, you know, pull rank on you or anything, but it's...
No, because I'm going to have people in my house touching all my bathrooms.
It's not going to be like...
No.
They're not going to be hanging out.
That's not going to happen. No.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, there's no people.
Sharon,
no.
Sharon,
that can't happen. They can go back to their own house and go to the bathroom.
No, that, you know, they could be from several streets over. That's too long of a walk. It's technically an eatery, so we're required by, you know, state code and everything. Provide bathrooms.
I'm not leaving anybody in my bathrooms.
Well, Sharon, I don't mean to pull rank, but I am ordering you to make your bathrooms available. It's a done deal. Sharon? Oh, I can hear you breathing.
I'm really upset.
Oh, don't be upset.
I can't even leave my children in my house or anybody. And I'm going to have people walking all over into the bathrooms
Why can't you leave your children in your house?
And they're using my toilet paper and all. I don't even have toilet paper half for myself.
Oh, you're going to have to get that restocked. Yeah.
I don't have any. How can I get restocked?
We need you to keep it stocked, the toilet paper and, you know, hand sanitizer and so.
What are you paying me for doing this?
We're giving you a 12% discount on all the food.
Oh, jeez. I don't eat that much food. Sorry.
Well, that's weird. How do you survive?
Well, I do.
Now you sound like a damn liar.
No, I don't. I mean, when you say 12% on my food, is going to have, well, it's going to be here at 11. It'll be noon and at 5. So 5 o'clock, so that's dinner, right?
Yeah, so each time you order something from a food truck, you get a discount. You just, you know, it's 12% off with the drink. You have to order a beverage. And then you get the discount off the drink.
Well, if I have to do this, I have to do it. I am not happy with it at all.
Yeah, I registered your complaint in the complaint file on our HOA computer.
Well,
and
that's not the point.
Well, I got your point right here, sweetheart.
Don't call me sweetheart.
No, I'm just trying to be affable.
You're being sassy.
No.
I don't even know you when you're calling me sweetheart. Don't call me sweetheart when I know you're being just...
No, I'm just trying to, you
sassy.
Know, just trying to break the ice, you know, just...
That's not breaking the ice.
It's like we can get to know each other a little better.
I don't want to know you.
You know what I mean? Oh, that's rude.
I'm sorry. Stop it.
Why are you... See, you're... Oh. I'm getting to you, you know? You're laughing. You're giggling.
I'm laughing because I think
I think we have a rapport at this point.
No, we don't. I don't even know. This must be a crank call or one of those calls you get. You know,
That's silly. No, we're in the middle of a pandemic. I wouldn't be making jokes. That's the wrong time for that kind of stuff.
There are people that do that. You know.
Yeah, that's sick. Sociopaths.
Oh God.
Anyway, Also, we're going to need use of your electrical outlets. You got them like on the outside, right? Or like maybe in your garage. We just need to run some generators for the food trucks.
You know what? You're going to use my electricity too?
Well, yeah, we got to power the food trucks. You know, they got like full kitchens in them. Burners and...
I know, but you know what?
Microwaves.
I'm living on a budget here.
Yeah.
I'm living on a budget. I'm not like most of these people that, you know, I still have big house payment and all this stuff. Not like, there's a lot of people out here that don't even, own their house, everything, they have everything they need. I'm not that way.
Well,
I'm living on a budget.
You should write a letter to the governor.
I can't have my electricity being used and it's going to cost me hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
Well, you're going to get, you know, $1,200 in the mail from the government, so it'll even out.
I am not getting $1,200 in it.
Oh, you're not eligible?
So I'm going to get, even if I got $1,200 from the government, and you're using it all up with these trucks coming.
We're not
going to
use up
$1,200.
We're not going to use $1,200 worth of electricity.
Oh no!
See, you're exaggerating.
Oh no! You want to know how much it's going to be? If you do this, it's going to be a lot.
I would guess about $500 tops.
I am not going to be getting that money from the...
Hold on, Brett.
I'm not on relief.
Hold on.
I'm not. I didn't call up and say I don't have a job.
Hold on, Brad.
I'm retired.
Hold on. Sharon, be quiet. Brad just posted some clips in the Discord. I'm going to play them. Hold on.
No, it sounds like you're the idiot. Do not call back here.
That's a good one. Anyways, I'm sorry. What were you saying, Sharon?
I'm sorry, I can't afford...
You call back again or I'm going to kill you.
Whoa.
You go up to the clubhouse.
That guy threatened Brad. You can't do that. You can't make threats like that.
Huh?
The person that Brad called, I don't know, he got threatened. Anyways, what were we saying? Something about a club or...
I said, why don't you... I said...
Boy, we've been on the phone way too long. I think we should just move on.
I'm sorry, but that's... And then pretty soon it's something else and something else. I am sorry. That is really an expense for me. I cannot do that.
Yeah. Well,
I cannot do that.
Well, how come you're not going to get the $1,200? you make more money than the, like, you're over the limit?
I'm not going to make $1,200. I won't get any money at all from the government.
Why? It's for people up to, what is it, like 90,000? 75,000 a year? It's up there. You don't make that much, right? You said you're on a budget.
I don't even make that much.
Okay, then you're going to get the $1,200. Quit lying. Why are you lying?
I'm not lying.
Just wish you weren't a liar.
Hello?
Oh, hey, Des?
Yes.
Hey, it's Winston with the Homeowners Association.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I just needed to let you know, starting next week, we're going to be bringing some food trucks into the neighborhood.
Who are you again?
This is Winston with the HOA.
Winston, what's your last name, Winston?
Beauregard.
Winston Beauregard?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you live?
I'm over here on...
Okay, and what do you need?
Who's that? Is that Mary in the background?
Yeah.
Can you tell her to shut the fuck up? Because it's kind of distracting. I'm trying to talk to you.
You know, you are, you're very rude.
Well, no, I'm just...
I'm not sure who you are at all.
I just told you my name.
What's your address?
Why do you need to know that for? I'm just trying to tell you about the thing we're doing in the neighborhood.
Well, I don't like the comment that you just made about my wife.
Well, I didn't say anything about her. I just asked her if you could tell her to please quiet down, because it's... You know,
no, I think the word you used was tell her to shut the fuck up.
Oh, I wouldn't say something like that. That's silly.
That's exactly what you said. Now, what is your address?
That's none of your business. I just needed to let you know about the food trucks we're bringing into the neighborhood tomorrow. That's all. Hello, Pat?
Yes.
Hey, it's Winston with the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
I just needed to let you know about the food trucks that we're bringing into the neighborhood next week.
Oh, what a nice idea.
Yeah, you know, just because everyone's kind of cooped up at home and grocery shopping's getting a little iffy. So, yeah, we're bringing in some food trucks to feed the neighborhood.
So they'll come in and go on every street, or will they come to the clubhouse, or...
Right now we've got six of them lined up. We're putting them on different streets and everything. It's just kind of rotate.
What a great idea. That's just terrific.
Yeah. We thought so. And so on Monday, they're going to start out by parking in front of your house. They'll be there at about...
Okay.
They'll be there...
Oh, but right by the putting green and stuff.
Well, two of them are going to be right at the curb in front of your house, and then one of them is going to go in your driveway. They'll be there at about 11 on Monday.
In our driveway?
Yeah, well, just one of them, and then the other two on your street. They're going to be, you know, just right at the curb there.
Okay.
Yep. So they'll be there, you know, for a good chunk of the day, Monday through Friday.
Okay. We're not there right now, so we're sort of hibernating. We're in Arizona.
Oh, okay.
I have family at the house, so I will let them know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, just give them a heads up in case they're wondering what's going on. Also, we're going to set up some picnic tables in the yard, you know, just for people to sit out and enjoy the weather, eat their food.
You mean with social distancing?
Yeah, so it's, you know, it's going to be like one per table, and we're going to leave space in between the tables and all that, of course.
Got it.
But yeah, we're going to put in, we could probably fit about eight picnic tables in your yard, so we'll be setting those up Monday morning.
In our yard?
Yeah, just, you know, so they can sit down with their food and enjoy it, instead of having to walk back all the way to their house before they eat.
Right. So... Why does it happen to be in our yard? I'm confused.
We just kind of voted on it. We're like, hey, let's just put it in Pat's.
Okay.
Pat's.
Who am I talking to here?
This is Winston.
Winston.
Uh-huh.
Which street are you living on?
Oh, I'm over here on...
Oh.
Yep.
Okay.
And then also... I know you said you weren't home, but we need you to make your bathrooms available for the customers.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, right.
Just, you know, just for the duration.
Yeah. I think I want to put you on speaker so my husband can join in the fun.
Oh, okay. That's if you say so.
Anyway, well, Winston, it's nice of you to call.
Just make sure your bathrooms are stocked with toilet paper and hand soap and everything.
It couldn't be a friend of Dez and Mary's, could it, Colin?
I mean, I know Dez and Mary, but I don't understand why you're laughing. Seem like you might be drinking.
Yeah, right, right. But you're a good comedian, though.
It's a little early.
I like the food truck idea, oh. But not in my driveway.
Well, I mean, it's just one. You know, it's not going to... Oh, also, we're going to need to run some generators.
Right.
You know, just hook them up to your...
So we can have a big social event. I think it would be wonderful if we could do that.
Well, you know, just we got to keep our distance from each other. But yeah, just the food trucks are going to need power. So we need to hook up some generators to your grid.
Right.
We'll have some extension cords and just plug them into the outlets in your garage or whatever.
Got it.
Yep.
Okay, well, I'll fill my husband in and family that's at our house and... You know, we'll be ready.
Also, most of the food trucks are going to be really crappy food, like just Mexican food and hot dogs.
That's so, not crappy food.
Well, I'm just saying, like, literally crappy. Like, it's probably going to cause diarrhea in a lot of the customers. So they're going to be...
Got it. They're gonna be, we'll be ready for that, too. I better start hoarding toilet paper, though, and get it sent over there.
Yeah. It'd be a good idea. Order a pallet of it off of Amazon.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks.
We'll be prepared, Winston.
All right. That's good. I appreciate you being so compliant and just laughing at everything I say.
We're compliant. We are compliant.
All right.
We're good neighbors.
Yes, you are. All right. Have a nice evening, Pat.
Thank you, Winston.
All right.
Goodbye.
You're welcome. Bye.
Hello?
Oh, hey, Judy.
Hi.
Hey, it's Winston with the HOA.
Yeah?
Hey, I just needed to let you know that starting on Monday next week, we're going to be hosting a couple of food trucks in the neighborhood. And they're going to be parked. Well, one of them's going to be in your driveway, and the other is just going to be right at the curb in front of your house there.
Okay. That's on Monday?
Monday through Friday, you know, just 5 days a week, you know, just for the next couple of months.
Is that going to be on every street?
No, just your house. Yeah, just we're just going to have different food trucks coming in. And then just the only thing that you'll need to worry about is just making sure that you keep your bathroom stocked with toilet paper for the customers. Oh, and...
Really?
And, you know, hand soap. You know, just the usual stuff.
Well, we don't want people coming in our house.
They're not really going to be in your house. They're just, we just need you to open up your bathrooms for use during the day. Because, you know, technically it's like an eatery kind of setup. Because we're going to be putting picnic tables in your yard and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah,
are you kidding me?
Oh, no, it's just more convenient for the residents.
Now, who's doing this?
The HOA.
The Homeowners Association?
Yes, ma'am. And yeah, that's all we really need from you is just make your bathrooms available for the customers and just keep them stocked with the necessary supplies.
Are there other people on the street doing that?
You mean with the food trucks? No, just yours. Yeah, we chose your house as the...
Why?
It was kind of a lottery. Just pulled your address out of the hat. Decision is made.
Well, I just don't like the idea of that being in our yard.
It's just like six or seven picnic tables, however many we can fit in there.
That's a lot. We don't have a very big yard.
Yeah, well, we'll squeeze them in. You know, we're trying to make it so that we can seat at least 30 people at a time.
Oh my God.
Yep.
Well, what if I don't want to do that?
You don't really have any say. I mean, why would you object? It's just your neighbors, you know, just locals on the street in the neighborhood. Just people,
but
you know.
There's not 30 people in our, on our street.
Well, you know, just the whole neighborhood, though. I mean, everyone in the neighborhood is going to be coming over and trying out the food.
Okay, you know, we'll try it.
You can get to know people. You know, it's a good way to get to know your neighbors that are.
I know all our neighbors, and I know a lot of people in here. I've lived here for
every single one of them. That's impossible. There's, you know, don't lie. Don't be a liar, Judy. Come on.
I am not a liar, and I can't believe you're calling me that.
Well, I mean, you're clearly lying. You don't know every single resident here on every street.
I didn't say that. I said we know a lot of people.
Well, you implied it. You implied it, and it's ridiculous.
Okay, fine.
It's a ridiculous exaggeration.
Well, I am going to clarify this with some of the board members.
You can clarify with me. I'm on the board.
Now, what was your name?
Winston.
And what's your last? Is that your first or your last name?
Both.
Come on.
What do you mean?
Well, I'll just call Mary. She's my next door.
Oh, no. So. No, Mary asked me to call you.
Well, I'm going to call her anyway.
Well, Mary doesn't...
Okay.
Well, I'm going to be straight with you. Mary doesn't like you. She asked
That's
me...
Fine.
Like, she was doing most of these calls, but she asked me to call you because she just does not want to talk to you.
Okay, I'm going to call
she
her
said,
now.
She said that Judy is nothing but a damn liar.
You know, I think we'll just end this call right now.
Oh, why would you do that?
I have other things to do than talk like this.
Like what?
Goodbye.
What are you doing? What are you so busy with? Judy?
Oh, so awful. We're putting picnic tables in our front yard.
Hello?
Hey, Donna?
Yes.
Hey, it's Chris with the Homeowners Association.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, I just needed to let you know about the food trucks that we're going to be bringing into the neighborhood next week.
A neighbor of mine was just talking to me about that. Who are you and what is this about?
This is Chris. I'm with the HOA.
Chris who? With what HOA?
Of course. And yeah, anyways, we're going to be bringing some food trucks into the neighborhood starting Monday.
What are you talking about? And why are you calling our homes?
I just told you. Did you not hear
no.
me? We're bringing...
No. I can hear you, and what you're saying doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever.
Okay, you've never heard of a food truck?
I've not heard of you, and so you're going to have to give me some authority or some proof of what you're saying.
Okay, my name is Chris. I'm with the homeowners.
What's your last name, Chris?
B.
Sorry, say it again?
B.
Spell it.
B.
You can't spell your name?
That I just spelled...
You need to stop calling our homes and stop harassing us.
I spelled it...
No, you're a jerk, and you need to stop. You need to stop calling our homes and stop harassing
ma'am,
us.
Ma'am, you
this
asked me to...
This is absolutely ridiculous.
Ma'am,
Dude,
you
goodbye.
Asked me...
Goodbye.
Hello?
Oh, hey, Dean.
Who is this, please?
This is Chris with the HOA. I was talking to that bitch wife years
ago. There's no Chris at our HOA.
Yeah, there is. I'm on the board.
No, there isn't.
Okay, smartass. Boy, you're a bigger bitch than your wife.
Well, there's no Chris at our HOA.
Okay, well, that's what you think. I don't know where you've been. Maybe
what do you do? What do you do for the HOA?
I call people and let them know about events in the neighborhood. And I was trying to tell that bitch wife.
No,
of yours,
you don't. You don't. Nobody at the HOA does that.
Oh, don't tell me my job, motherfucker. I was trying to tell that bitch wife.
Hey,
of
don't
yours,
swear at me.
Well, you're being an asshole.
You're the problem, not me.
Well, I was trying to...
Don't use that kind of language ever with me.
Okay, motherfucker. I'm just trying to tell you about the food trucks.
I just told you not to do that, and what do?
Yeah, I don't take orders from you, so...
I don't take orders from you. I don't take your calls.
I'm not ordering you to do anything. I'm just telling you about the food trucks.
No. If I knew about the food truck, they would be sending me an email blast.
Yeah, no.
They don't call.
No.
Nobody calls about a food truck.
Oh, you don't understand how the HOA works around here, motherfucker.
Yes, I do understand it pretty well, and you do not.
Okay, well, who would know better? I'm on the board, and you're just a lowly...
You're on the board? No, you're not on the board. There's no Chris on the board.
Of course there is.
Are you kidding?
He's a lying sack of shit. Hang on.
Hey, tell that...
I know every single board member on a first-name basis.
Hey, tell Donna to just shut the fuck up and get back in the kitchen.
You know what?
Your use of language would never be tolerated by our HOA.
Oh,
never.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It is now because, you know, things are changing. Never. Things are changing around
here. Things are not changing.
All right. Anyways, so I need to let you know about the food trucks coming into the
neighborhood. No, there's no food truck that I need to know about.
Yeah, we're bringing them in on Monday.
No, you're not. You'll never get in.
And they're going to be parking in front of your house?
No, you won't. You will not park in front of our house.
And people are going to...
We're going to call the police on you, you piece of shit.
No, don't call the police. That's silly.
We're calling the police. There will be no food trucks allowed in.
Why would you call the police over a prank call? It's just
Pardon
a prank.
Me?
Why would you call the police over a prank call? It's a silly little
I'm
prank
sorry,
call.
I didn't understand that.
Prank call. It's a silly little prank call. Why would you call the police?
It's a silly prank call?
Yeah. Why? What's the big deal?
You're now admitting that you're making a prank call?
Yeah, I'm admitting that I'm making a prank call. I'm de-escalating the situation so you don't waste the police time.
No, I will call the police.
And what are they going to do about it?
They're not going to let you in.
I don't live in the neighborhood. I don't even live in your state, idiot.
They're not going to let your truck in.
I live over 1,000 miles from you.
Well, good for you. That way you can use that kind of language that you use that's not tolerated around here.
Yeah, yeah. It's
and you
just,
can pretend you're a board member when you're not.
I know I'm not. It's a prank call. I already said that. We've already established...
No, you didn't say that. You've been trying to tell me that it's a legitimate call.
No, I told you it's a prank call. That establishes...
No, I'm not buying that.
So you think
I'm not buying your excuse now.
So now you think I am with the HOA?
Well, of course you're not with the HOA, but you said you were. You misrepresented yourself.
Yeah, but then I said I'm a prank caller, so...
Yeah, because you got caught because I caught you. Because
yeah.
I caught you claiming to be a board member, and I know the board members, and you're not one of them, so you had to reverse course.
Yeah, you sure busted me.
And you're calling me a piece of shit?
No, I didn't call... Your wife called me a piece of shit. I called you a motherfucker.
Well, you are one.
You're very confused.
You are taking advantage... You're trying to take advantage of stuff that you have... absolutely no moral or legal right to do.
Yeah, I know. That's kind of the definition of a prank call. It's just, you know,
no,
just silly.
No, it's not a definition of a prank call.
It's just silly. It's
prank
like...
Prank calls are funny. This is not funny.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Like, if you heard
no,
yourself.
No, it's not funny at all. When you claim to be a board member and you're not, you claim you're going to bring food trucks and park in front of my house.
Yeah.
And that's not going to happen.
LOL.
LOL to you.
Ooh, you got me. That was a sick burn. Anyways, I'm glad you're coming around to the idea that it's funny, so...
No, it's not funny, and it's not one bit funny.
Just calm down.
I will
down.
Call the police.
No,
I will be calling the police.
But that's a
count
waste.
On it.
That's a waste of their time. They have real crimes.
It's not a waste of their time. I don't need crank calls. This community doesn't need food trucks coming in, stealing, and doing whatever they're going to do with it. That's bullshit.
Stealing what? I never said anything about stealing.
No, if you're going to bring a food truck in and you're going to ask people to put food in it, that's stealing.
No, what? No, a food truck serves food, dummy.
That's bullshit. You know that's not the case.
What are you talking about? Are you on
what
drugs?
What are you talking about?
Food trucks serve food.
You're not going to be allowed in, period.
I'm not coming in. I don't live in your neighborhood or your state.
Your food truck is not going to be allowed in.
Are you on the same planet? Or who are you talking to?
I'm on the exact same planet. Your food truck will not be allowed in.
Yeah, I don't have a food truck. I've already said that. Are you okay?
You said you're going to park it in front of my house.
Yeah, but that was before I admitted that it's a prank call, and I don't
have
it.
No, that's bullshit. You're trying to get out from under now, and I'm not going to let you. You've called too many of my neighbors already.
Yeah.
This is bullshit.
I know. That,
it's illegal,
that kind
and you're not going to be allowed in here.
That kind of confirms that it's a prank call, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't. It does not confirm it at all.
Okay.
At all.
You are so weird.
No, I'm not the one that's weird. You're trying to take advantage of people and make some money, and it's bullshit what you're trying to do.
I'm not making any money off of this. I'm not even attempting to make
Somebody
money.
Somebody is, or they wouldn't be trying, or you wouldn't be making the calls.
Well, actually, I have Patreon supporters, and they pay for these calls. But other than that, like, I'm not taking money from the residents.
Do they
there.
Know the kind of language you use when you try to make these courtesy calls?
They do.
They don't. No, they don't.
My patrons? Yeah, they do. They laugh
that's
at
bullshit.
It.
Bullshit.
I assume they laugh.
They don't have a clue.
Yeah, my patrons are clueless. You're right.
So give me a telephone number of one of your patrons.
I don't have their phone numbers, dummy.
Oh, yeah, so you don't know who they are.
Well, I know their names.
And you don't even know your own last name.
I Regret Jumping is a patron. Cody No Name.
Yeah, good for you. And I'm a piece of work.
Rachel Coont Anus Tart is a patron.
No, you're funny. You are funny.
Who else?
You're trying to back away so I won't call the police. Too late.
No, I just don't want you to waste their time. That's taxpayer money.
I will not waste their time. They will block your stupid food truck from coming in.
I don't have a food truck. What is
Somebody,
wrong with
well, you?
You
said you did. So who am I supposed to believe?
I don't know. There's nothing I can say that's going to convince you otherwise.
No, because you were so certain about it. You even called back. You've called our neighbors. It's all bullshit.
There's Cat Life Chose Me and Arbitrary Alex and Dr. Tom Servo.
You're so funny.
And Jared.
You're just a total bullshitter.
Jared M.
You are a total bullshitter.
Jason
you don't even know your last name.
And Carthor.
You don't even know your last name.
And Christine. My last name. There's Lord and Lady of Veggies.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I'm still convinced that that's two people sharing one Patreon account, which is total bullshit.
Why are you still talking?
They're scamming me. I don't know.
Why are you still talking?
I don't know. I'm just trying to get off the phone with you, really, but...
Really? You don't know how to hang up?
No, I can't. I don't have that feature on my computer.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I got to upgrade. There's Ronk. Oh, I got a new supporter today. His name is Richard. Isn't that funny?
No.
Well, I mean, it's funny to me. But anyways, there's Rodley fucking Scott and Russell H.
Why?
And Seven. There's Wasted Memory and Whoa There. Why are you still on the phone with me?
Because I just think it's very interesting to see how long you can bullshit without saying anything meaningful at all.
There's AXPA.
Can you possibly... could you talk for hours and just make up bullshit as you go along?
I mean, yeah, I could.
I guess you're doing it.
But you're staying on the phone with me, so who's the bigger idiot?
Yeah, I'm calling the police the minute I hang up here.
What are you going to say to the police? That a guy who admitted that he was prank calling and then just started...
No, he didn't admit anything. He was not prank calling till I caught him.
Okay, you caught me.
Once I caught him that he's lying, then he wants to plead, oh, I'm sorry, this was just a prank.
Yeah, well, it's just a prank call.
No.
What else can I tell you?
Well, what else can you say? You can stop making the stupid calls and pretending you're legitimate.
Okay, I'll stop. I'll stop making calls. I'll never call again.
No, you won't.
You don't believe anything I say.
No, I don't, actually. I don't believe anything you say.
Can I talk to Donna?
Not a chance.
Please?
No.
Pretty please?
You are a piece of shit. She nailed it right on the money.
Yeah, she sure did. I'm a piece of shit.
Yep. So, we'll be seeing your food truck outside the gate, but not inside. Thanks for calling.
There's Chris R. And...
You're hilarious.
D.S. Koopa. And
you're hilarious.
Great Big Pete. Icelandic Potato. Hello?
So, I'm going to call Lauren and tell her to put on an email blast.
Is he still on the phone?
Yeah.
Why is he still on the phone?
Yeah, why am I still on the phone?
Is he still talking?
Mm-hmm.
Dean?
I need the phone to call the police.
Yeah, idiot, hang up. Let her call the police.
Call the office.
Hey, Dean. Deansky Poo.
Don't let him hear her name.
There's Jughead Jones. Holy crap, that guy was so paranoid. I could barely keep up with his train of thought. By the way, I cut it in editing, but when he asked for a phone number of one of my patrons, I gave him Cody No Names. Thanks once again to Michael O and Brian S for producing, Chris B for being my crisp correspondent, Olga for the prank idea, Ash for exploding my Discord inbox with her idiotic questions about the obvious shipment email, and all of you for supporting the show. Oh, and for you losers that don't know, those two clips I played in the middle of that call were from Brad over at the Snowplow Show. If you're not already a listener, you need to go check him out at snowplowshow.com. Okay, I'm done. Good night.
Well, that's all right. I'll just, you know, I'll find him and shoot him. So it's not a big deal.